I really want to get to a conversation about active citizenry, if you want to call it that. You know, there's nothing like the lead up to a local government election to bring to the fore the difficulties that communities are grappling with and the big issues that they want their potential ward councillors to engage with. And it becomes quickly obvious that different residents have different priorities and some things matter more to some people than others. And often election time can be a time of very heated debate about those kind of issues. I've commented several times on air that my own area of Mowbray, I really struggled with the fact that potential ward councillors didn't make any effort to engage with residents about who they were and what they stood for, not so much as a flyer in the postbox. But at the same time, I couldn't help noticing what was happening within my ward just a kilometre or two away, because I'm in the same ward as the suburb of Observatory. And every time I looked at an Observatory Facebook page or website, stuff was happening. Candidates were speaking at town halls. People were sharing their manifestos. They were answering questions. They were being grilled by their potential voters about what they stood for and what they were going to do in the neighbourhood if they were elected. And it got me thinking, was it just because nobody cared enough about Mowbray? Were we considered a slam dunk for the DA, so no attention was needed and maybe OBS wasn't? Or was it perhaps something to do with the people living in OBS and the residents being more active citizens who were demanding accountability and being prepared to roll up their sleeves and get involved? I suspect it was probably a bit of both, but it's the latter I want to focus on today. After a bit more digging, I came to realise that certainly some Observatory residents are really deeply committed to the concept of being active citizens and of being residents who want to be involved and want to be part of the solution. And the idea of the OBS journey arose in around about October, I think, an attempt to bring together the community to confront the issues that they're grappling with, to talk about the problems that are bothering them in their neighbourhood and to hear different people's point of view on those problems and hopefully try and reach consensus on possible solutions for them. And joining me on the line today is Kimon Bisogno, who is a local restaurateur who we've spoken to before. You might remember we had a conversation with Kimon in the early days of lockdown when he was running hunger relief efforts out of his restaurant, the OBS Pasta Kitchen. Well, now I'm talking to him wearing the hat of one of the people who got the OBS journey started. And I'm delighted to have him with us again to explain what it is. Kimon, it's lovely to chat to you. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be back on your show and with more exciting news from Observatory.
Kimon, I know the last time we spoke, it was really, really tough times. You guys were serving pasta out of the kitchen to try and feed hungry tummies. How long did you end up doing that for?
We did that for the whole year of lockdown. It was amazing. We worked together with the OBCAN and the Community Action Network. And along with our community dinner, the OBS Pasta Kitchen, we managed to feed the community of Observatory 3 meals a day for the whole of entire lockdown last year. So it was really great with the efforts of everybody and people that were staying at home working remotely that were able to assist making sandwiches, the pizzeria that was able to provide. We could have volunteers here while we were closed, only open for takeaway. So we did well. And now with level one, we've scaled down and we've cut back just to our normal Wednesday evening community dinner.
Okay, so that's still happening. I mean, Kimon, it's an amazing thing that you've managed to keep doing that despite the really hard times I know all restaurants have gone through. So well done to you and everybody who got involved.
Thank you so much.
It's not feeding I want to talk about specifically today, though, although it is related. Kimon, this idea of inviting your fellow residents of Observatory to join you on an OBS journey, I first started sort of seeing signs of it in around about late October, I think. Can you tell us where it was born?
Yes, so Pippa, it was born out of the terrible hijacking that happened in Bishop Road. I'm sure everybody heard about it when the baby was in the car. And you know, Ferdinando's, our restaurant's right next to Bishop Street, and I live across the road. And it just shocked me into doing something more. I sit on the civic of Observatory as the portfolio chair for social issues, and I called a town hall meeting, and I said, you know, we really have to talk about safety and security. Being a new mom myself, living so close to this area of hijacking, we really need to come together as a community and build a path towards peace. And, you know, there's a lot of emphasis on homelessness at the moment, especially with the pandemic. It's put the spotlight on that. But, you know, the homeless aren't doing these hijacking. This is high-end crime. This is syndicates. And we really needed to get a dialogue going where all residents, formal and informal residents of OBS, could come together and discuss how can we feel safer, be safer in our neighborhood. And at that town hall meeting, two big things came up. The thing were that we had to actually restart the OBS Neighborhood Watch. This was something that hasn't been going for the last 2 years. So there was a round of hands that said, you know what, we really want to get involved. We really want to be active on the streets looking after our community. Okay. And the second big conversation that needed to come from that town hall meeting was on homelessness and how can we work together in creating a safe space for our homeless community, formal and informal residents of OBS, to meet up and actually be frank about their feelings and pave a way together. And this is what became the OBS journey, which we are calling the process of dialogue, which has started in a beautiful way. We've had meetings in our town hall where residents come, where our homeless residents come, and we are chatting. And we had a wonderful preliminary mediation with Andrew Borain from the Western Cape Economic Development Fund, and he mediated the first one on behalf of himself. He came and donated his time, and we've taken the next step together and decided that we actually need a facilitated journey where we can discuss important social issues, because, you know, communication is important. There's a lot of people that like to comment on Facebook, our Observatory group page, but nothing happens from there. We need to take action and we need to figure out how to do it.
Kimon, I mean, we've seen the particular issue of homelessness. It's not unique to OBS by any means. One only needs to think of the weeks leading up to the election and what was happening in Sea Point, where things were getting really heated when residents with very deeply divided opinions on this issue were grappling with it. You guys seem to have found a far more constructive way of dealing with it, if I may say so, by coming together and saying, let's talk and let's do it in a formal, facilitated way with somebody guiding that to hold the space and make it a safe space for all parties to be able to voice their opinion. When you got together for that session, were the opinions very deeply divided? Did you walk away with a sense that, gosh, we've got a lot of bridge building to do here? Or did you find more common ground than you were expecting?
It was amazing, because, you know, it's a scary space to come into to have this conversation about homelessness. You know, even for me who work with the homeless, it's difficult because, you know, there's so many, yes, exactly, different perspectives. You know, there's some formal residents who are like, oh, my property price will go down because we look like there's a refugee camp in our public space. And then there is our poor homeless that are living in a space of trauma where they feel that they are getting targeted and all the blame for the crime. So, yes, everybody comes into this room with these big conversations. And the most beautiful thing is that when we did come together and we were put into smaller groups for conversation, people got seen and they got heard and there was compassion in the room. And we decided that this facilitated journey needs to be done with respect, that everybody needs to be respected. So yes, it did get heated, especially at moments, but we all agree that everybody's opinion needs to be heard, because this needs to be a solution to working together. You know, the things like low-income housing, ideas about services that we give our community, this information needs to be shared. And, you know, we have a long-term homeless community. Some of the guys at the meeting, they've been on the streets for up to 20 years in an observatory, and even they don't feel safe. So how do we create safety in our community? It's a conversation that's a big conversation, but we're trying to see it as this journey that, you know, we don't know where we're going as yet, but we're going there together. And formal or informal residents of OBS, come join us. We're really asking for organization leaders, business owners, people that live in Observatory to join our meetings. You can see it all on our Observatory Facebook page, because there you can have your voice heard. And instead of then when we see crime or we complain about litter, we can actually say, hey, I'm on the journey to make OBS better. And we are going in a place where all residents can meet and actually take small actions. You know, the actions that we've going towards at the end of the year is actually having organizational leaders get together and discuss ways how we can tackle public spaces and make them clean for our festive season. We've got Streettopia happening on Saturday. We really want OBS to shine in these moments. We want people to feel comfortable and safe when they visit our suburb.
I'm talking to Kim Onbesenyo from Observatory, and somebody we've spoken to before from the OBS Pasta Kitchen. And the last time we chatted, Kim On was getting involved in feeding the hungry during lockdown. She's taken her activism a big step further forward with the OBS journey, one of many community members who've gotten together and said, let's find a way to work together to solve the problems that are bothering us in our neighbourhood. Kim On, the million-dollar question is, what kind of feedback and support are you getting from the neighbourhood? Did people arrive in big numbers at those initial meetings, or are the numbers starting to swell as word gets
amazing.
Out there?
No, we had a great turnout. Our first town hall meeting on safety and security, we got 50 to 60 residents, informal and formal residents of Observatory attending. And the second meeting, when we split into the OBS Neighbourhood Watch, we've actually restarted the OBS Neighbourhood Watch from 2 weeks ago, which is amazing. And we've got a whole new committee, which I can say proudly, 11 of those are women and residents of Observatory. So it's really great, a dynamic bunch. And from that, yes, our journey is made up of two groups at the moment. It's an advisory group and an action group. And these, again, are it's 20 to 30 people that have committed, put up their hands into making this work. And this is, again, formal and informal residents of OBS. And, you know, we really have an aim to work together to build trust in action, because communication and working together is going to build trust between these informal and formal residents of OBS. And if there is trust in the community, we can do anything. We can feel safe and we can say, okay, what is the next steps? Is it going to be the OBS Neighborhood Watch fundraising for cameras? Are we going to support them with midnight walks, dog walking? Are we going to support them with street bras, getting the community to know each other better? This is stuff that's all going to happen on the journey. So we're really excited.
My final question, Kim On, is whether you would encourage other communities to consider doing something similar, because so many of the issues that OBS is grappling with are common to almost every neighbourhood in Cape Town.
That's so true. And I think, you know what, it's so crazy. You know, I think Observatory, we're really lucky to have our town hall, a place where we can gather. And I think it's, I call out to the civics, you know, make a town hall meeting, you know, even if we do it in a fantastic way where we film it on Zoom, and people that are feeling that they should be at home, the compromise can still take place and there's questions and answers. But I think it's time, because, you know, there's so much complaining happening, especially people that just like to take to their computer and comment online, and it really brings the impression of the community in the suburb down. And if a town hall meeting is made, everybody can share their opinions, and from that the committed serious few can actually go further and create this conversation, and, you know, to build that trust, to create a dialogue, to actually say, okay, yes we have homeless in our community, but we are actually going through a process in working together with the homeless to see how can we make it safer, how can we make everybody feel happier about the situation. And we can identify a common agenda and make an inclusive OBS identity. And I would encourage Mowbray to have its own identity, and Rondebosch and all the surrounding suburbs to know how they tackle different social issues together.
Thank goodness for the committed, serious few. You've been listening to one of them. Kim Onbesenyo, thank you so much for joining us, and well done on the effort being made to drive the OBS journey. I'd love to hear from any residents who feel the same passion about improving the area and being part of that journey towards progress. Kim Onbesenyo, thank you for your time.